This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. You know, that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel like your life isn't measuring up. Like everyone else is living a picture-perfect existence while you're just stuck in the real world with laundry and, well, let's be honest, maybe a few crumbs on the keyboard. It happens to all of us, right? And that's exactly what we're diving into today. How to cultivate a positive self-image in this crazy digital age. Social media is designed to be addictive, feeding our brains with constant doses of dopamine, those feel-good chemicals that make us want more. But here's the catch. That dopamine rush often comes from comparing ourselves to others, highlighting their achievements and perfect moments while we focus on our own perceived shortcomings. Ever scrolled through Instagram and thought, while everyone else looks so effortlessly fabulous? I mean, come on, let's be real, that curated online persona isn't the whole story. So, how do we break free from this cycle of comparison and build a self-image that's strong and authentic? No filters needed. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the digital landscape with confidence. 1. Unfollow the noise. Seriously, hit that unfollow button on accounts that make you feel anything less than amazing. You have the power to curate your own online experience. Surround yourself with content and people that inspire, uplift, and motivate you. Think of it like cleaning out your closet, getting rid of the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore. You deserve a feed that celebrates real beauty, diversity, and genuine connection. 2. Focus on your own journey. Remember, everyone is on their own unique path. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. They are both fruits, but completely different flavors. Instead of focusing on what others are doing, celebrate your own achievements, big or small. Keep a gratitude journal to remind yourself of all the good things in your life, both online and offline. 3. Practice digital detoxing. Take regular breaks from screens, even just 30 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation with a loved one, or simply enjoy the silence. Reconnecting with the real world helps you gain perspective and appreciate what truly matters. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, has bad days, and faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, practice self-acceptance and forgiveness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. 5. Seek support when needed. If you're struggling with negative self-image or feeling overwhelmed by social media pressure, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, seek professional guidance from a therapist, or join online support groups. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you a quick story that really resonated with me. I was scrolling through Instagram one day and saw a post by someone I knew who seemed to have it all together, the perfect career, the dream house, the picture-perfect family. It felt like everyone else was living their best life except for me. But then something clicked. I realized that this person was probably just as human as I am, maybe even more so. They were likely facing their own challenges and insecurities behind closed doors. And you know what? It made me feel a lot better about myself. It reminded me that everyone has their struggles, and that comparing ourselves to others is a recipe for unhappiness. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to nurture a positive self-image in the digital age. Remember, you are worthy, unique, and capable of achieving amazing things. Don't let social media define your worth or dictate your happiness. Take control of your online experience, cultivate authentic connections, celebrate your own journey, and remember, real beauty comes from within. Now go out there and shine. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. You could even leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps others find the show. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay positive and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.